Okay, as always, the Torah Shvi'i Le'il Nishmas Rav Geshem and Rav Aryeh Leib. I'd like to begin this week, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva, with a tour in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Torah says, Va'ichin v'shoysin v'smeichin on Rosh Hashanah ve'ein lehis anis boi klal v'rav natroi noi zal v'rav natroi noi goyim kosav. Yom Rishon Shor Rosh Hashanah, I Eshalishin Boi Betanis, Mishun Demi Dereisa, Hu. First day Rosh Hashanah was not allowed to sit Betanis, it's Dereisa. Av Yom Tov Sheini, Veshabbos, Yom Tov Sheini and Shabbos Shuva, Les Bu Hukushu, Mishun Da Asara, Yomim Inun, Mishun Demi Kol Yomis Hashanah. These 10 days are different to all other 10 days of the year. Lefichoch Noag, Rabbi Sein, Leishma, and Betanis, Bein Bechol, Bein Meshabbos. Rav Natari Noi, Goin, is of the opinion that one is allowed to sit, one is allowed to keep this coming Shabbos Betanis. Says the Torah, because of Adoni Obi Horoshzal, Devorov Temuin. These words of Rav Natri Noigoin are Temuin. Sha'oiser lihis anois beyom tevrishin sha'oish shoshana vehiti lihis anois b'shabbos. V'nirin, he allows you to fast on this coming Shabbos. V'nirin dibri Rabbeinu Hai. However, says the Rosh, in the name of his father, the Torah says, in the name of his father, the Rosh, that the words of Rav Haigon Shekosav Leisanav Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah on a Royin Sheyofihu Shaloi Lehisanis Shekach Omer Parnasi Yisrael Rishonim LeYisrael Nechemi said Lechu Ichru Mashmani Mushzum Amtakim Vechein B'Shabbos Shuva Ein on a Royin Sheyisane HaAdam. And Shabbos Shuva is a person who's not allowed to fast. Shari Tishavav Shutanis Chomur LeRotu Likvaya B'Shabbos Vechein Kosav Aritz Geus Shein Lehisanis Da Aseres Yimei Shuva Ikru. They're called Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Yemei Tzoyim Lo Yikru. They're not called Yemei Tzoyim. We fast on Tzem Gedalia, there's a reason for it. We fast on Yom Kippur, there's a Dereisa. But the rest of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they're not called Yemei Tzoyim. V'chein Yira Meha Medrash Shevesi Lameila. And it's also, that would seem, he says, from the Medrash that I brought early on, and he's referring there to what he mentions earlier in Simen Tovkuf Pei Aleph, right at the end, where the Torah is talking about the Meila of Rosh Hashanah. And he says, about Rosh Hashanah, v'roichtin u'mistaprin, al pi ha-medrash, we bathe and we shave. Omer Rav Simon, k'siv, ki mi goy gadol, asher lo elokim kreivim elav. Who is like Kal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to them? Rav Chanina v'Rav Yeshua omrim, eizoi uma k'uma zu, is there any other nation like this nation, sheyoidas oifyo shel elokeo pirush min hoga v'dinov, they know the min hogim, kav yochol, and the dinim of the Rabbeinu Shalom, she min hoga shel oilom, adu sheyesh lo din, lo yvesh shechoyim u'misatev shechoyim, u'megadol zekonai. He has no time and he's too worried and too scared about the din. And says the tour that that's what he's bringing above to tell us that these are the days, like the Ritzgeus says, these are days of tshuva, not days of tainus. So this Shabbos is a Shabbos on which we will say that taka, there is no dinim, there's no din to fast, there's no kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch, and it's meant to, it's days of tshuva, not days of fasting. There's a shilta giborim in Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the first parak. It's brought here in this Oiz V'Hodah version. It's on Daf Ches in the Daf E'Arif. There's no Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, so it's just on Daf Ches. But it's in here. It's Dibur Masal Mereshis Hashanah V'Adach Hashanah Meresh Hashanah Nida in Ma'ayeh B'Soyva V'Huechah B'Tishrei Shneimar Tikkun B'Achel Yisheva Kesel Yom Chagenu Ein Lecha Chag Shu B'Resh Chodesh Al Rosh Hashanah. For Oyman, it says, Ki Chayk Liyisoel U'Mishpat Leke Yaakov Loimash Oyse Yom Shu Chayk Liyisoel V'Kovim B'Yachodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done by Olam. V'al Yomim Shvein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim Ne'ma. About these days that we're standing in now, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Navi tells us, Dirshu Hashem V'Himotzoi. Seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He is easy to be found. K'ra'u, call out to Him V'yosei Korib when He's nearby. She'roi L'chol Adam L'fashvish B'masav V'loshem Mechatov. It's a fitting time for every person to check through one's Meisim, to return from one's Chatoim, U'levakish Mechila Al Avinosov,
That's why there's an Indian to get up early. Ula harbis bitfilos the tachanunim. Ula yichaper hakadosh baruch hu alavai beiza Hashem hakadosh baruch hu should be mechaper on our avoinus on Yom Kippur. Like it says, kibayom azay yichaper aleichem. Veyesh matirim lehis anes b'shabbos. Rav Nachtorinoi got in, as we saw in the tour, is matir to fast this coming Shabbos. Ve'ein shitas hatalmud kedivrein. Our Gemara is not like that. Very interesting. He compares this coming Shabbos to Erev Yom Kippur when it's also to fast on it. Okay, someone who does it all day, that's fine. But otherwise, this Shabbos is like Erev Yom Kippur. What does the Shulta Gebari mean? This Shabbos is like Erev Yom Kippur. What does the Torah mean? That it's definitely not allowed to fast this coming Shabbos. Rav Tzadik HaKohen tells us the Yesod, he says in a few places, he says it explicitly in Parashas Vayetze, that the Shabbos prior to the week contains in it the Kedusha of the upcoming week. And Shabbos of this first Shabbos of the year, which is the Shabbos of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, of Yemei Tshuva Ikru, but Yemei Tanis Lo Ikru, is contains within it an opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a bit more than that. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches tells us that even if a person was Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh, which was the first Dor that was Oved Avodah Zarah, yet if one is keeps Shabbos like one's meant to keep Shabbos, Shekol Hashoyim is Shabbos Kilchose Afilo Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh Moichlin Loi. They're Moichlin on his Averis. That means Kedor Enosh were Oved Avodah Zarah Befahesia and were Mechal Hashem Shomayim. Which means that Shabbos Be'etzem contains within it more than even Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, it says about this Dalet Chilukei Kaparos, and about the someone who was over on Mechal Shem Shomayim, Yom Kippur is Torah. The true Yom Kippur, the Kapar of Yom Kippur makes that it's Torah. Of a Shabbos we've just seen, Moichlin Loi, even on Avodah Zarah of Avodah Zarah B'Fahesia, even in the Avera of Avodah Zarah B'Fahesia, Shabbos is Moichlin Loi. And this Shabbos contains within it the Kedusha of everything in the upcoming week. Which means it contains within it the Kedusha of Me Erev Ad Erev Tishmusu Shabbatchem, and that means on Erev, from which we learn that we actually eat, we have a mitzvah to eat, because there's a super Kedusha. We know that to eat L'Shem Shemaim is sometimes harder, is always harder, than fasting L'Shem Shemaim. But this Shabbos contains in it, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's like Erev Yom Kippur. It has the power of Kapara of Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, just like on Erev Yom Kippur, we're Besimcha, because we're about to have that Yom Kippur. And we have these 10 days, which are not called Yemei Tzom, but they're called Yemei Tshuva. We use this Shabbos, and we are Ma'anig this Shabbos, and we're Shomer Shabbos Kilchosay in order to be able to get that Tshuva. In this week's parasha, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, we have the famous words when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Ki lo yishokach mi pizara. Torah is never going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk carries on to say, Ki yodati es Yitzrei, which Rabbeinu says from the Rabbeinu Shem, I know the Yitz of Klal Yisrael, I know everything that's happened, I know everything that's gone by. And I know everything that's going to happen. And the Rabbeinu Shimon has told us he's given us a Yetzer. That Yetzer is going to be with us from now until Mashiach comes. From when Kali Sawayna, from the times of the Adam Arishon until Mashiach comes. There has to be equilibrium of choice. There has to be Bechira. And the Yetzer is going to be there. And there's Barossi Yetzer Hara, Barossi Torah Tavlin. What's the Tavlin of the Yetzer Hara? What's the antidote to the Yetzer Hara? The antidote is Torah Kedosha. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Shem, I can guarantee you, because ki yadati es yitzrei. I know his yitzer, and I know there's going to be a yitzer till the end of time. And therefore, I'm going to tell you as well that there's always going to be Torah there. Torah will never be forgotten, because there always needs to be a Torah to help us to be an antidote for. And the Torah that we learn on Shabbos, HaKol Moedim Shabbos Shabbos Nitna Torah, and the Torah that a person learns on Shabbos, with Tzadok HaKohen says in a few places, has the power more than even 100 times that amount of Torah during the week. The Torah that we learn on Shabbos, and the Torah that we learn this coming Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the year, it's infused with a tremendous amount of Kedusha. You know, the Kedusha of the new year has just begun. It's like the Asar Rishonim that come to a shul, they create the Hashpah for everyone else that's going to come into the shul. There's an Indian to be from the Asar Rishonim, particularly in the Seres Mid Shuvah, to be from the Asar Rishonim. Well, why is it so special? Why is it so special to be from those Asar Rishonim? We know that there's the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a Meitiv. He always wants to be Mashpia to us. And he is always Mashpia to us. We have to connect to that Shefa in order to receive it. But there's a Shefa that's always there. And when 10 people come together for Dovah Shebi Kedusha, they bring down an immense amount of Kedusha that a minion connects to when there is a minion. So therefore, whoever is from those Asara Rishonim, whoever makes up that Asara Rishonim, and so to speak, connects that pipe of Shefa to this Mokum where they are, so that anyone else who comes in and joins the minion afterwards, sheps and enjoys and is nene from that Shefa. But who caused that Shefa? These Asara Rishonim. And therefore they get a special schus. These Aseres Yemei Tshuva are creating the Shefa for the coming year. We have just connected to that Shefa. It's there, the Rebbeinu Shem is Mashpia, a huge new Shefa of Kedusha, more than any Kedusha that's been before, because we're getting closer to Zman HaMashiach, and we're getting closer to the Zman HaGula, we're getting closer to the Zman HaBayimahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Hashem Echad. So the Shefa is greater than ever before. And these 10 days, we connect with that Shefa. These are our Sora Rishonim, that we can connect to these Hashpois of Kedusha that are there, and Hashpois of Atzvacha, and Hashpois of Toi from the Rebbeinu Shlom, and then we've got to use these 10 days. The Shabbos of this first Shabbos has in it tremendous, immense Kedusha. And therefore the tefillahs that we daven on this Shabbos, and the Torah that we learn on this Shabbos, and the Hanhoga that we have on this Shabbos, she will stand us, Be'ez Hashem, in good stead to receive everything that we need. But as we said, these are Asara Yemei Tshuva Ikru. These are special days, and these are days where we daven, and we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Shilti Gibayim said, so that on Yom Kippur we will receive the kapara that we need to receive. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro used to relate that when he was a young boy, his father, who was the Abbasin of Arya, the Abbasin of Bialystok, once came over to him on a day. He was playing with his friends, and his father came over to him and said that Chavetz Chaim was coming to visit in the Beistin. He was the Gaivik of the town. So he said to his child, come with me so you can see the Chavetz Chaim. And Rav Moshe Shmuel related, he said, I was too busy playing with my friends. And my father said, but come, the Chavetz Chaim, the God of Adonis, come to the Beistin. Yeah. And I didn't go. And he said, my whole life, I've bemoaned the fact that I lost that opportunity. I had this golden opportunity to see the face of the Chavetz Chaim, to see the Kedusha of the Chavetz Chaim, the Kedusha of the God of Ador. And I lost it. Because I was childish. I was immature. I didn't realize what it meant when my father offered me that opportunity. And he would tell this over to his Talmidim every year. We have this golden opportunity of Yom Kippur that's coming our way. And the lead up to it, the preparation to it, is these Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Lashon of the Shilta Gibayim said that these days we get up early, we daven, and we're marbein tefillos. Ula yichabel halavai be'ez Hashem. We're going to get a kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yom Kippur. It's a golden opportunity that we have to chapara to make sure that we don't chas v'shalom lose out on it. There's a Tana de Be'elio. In Elio Zutta, where he says like this, Rabbi Noirai Oimer, Mipnei ma nitno kiras ruach v'aseres hayom yirei shoshana v'adyem ha-kippurim. Why were we given, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come close to us in these 10 days? How are we zoicha that the Rabbi Hashem tells us that I'm Korev, I'm Himotzei, I'm right there with you, Klal Yisrael. Just talk to me and have a conversation with me. You know, these days we can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When most of the year when we daven, we think we're davening, and we feel we're davening to someone that's distant from us, and we have to be misamit in order to be mechaven that my tefillah should be heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's right next to us. He's right with us. We have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these days. But how are we zoicha to that? Keneged asor nisyonis shenisnasa Avraham Avinu. He says, because one of the reasons is Avraham Avinu, by virtue of the fact that he went through 10 nisyonis, and he was nisnase bekulon, and he was omeid bekulon, and he was shonim bekulon, he bequeathed to us the schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close to us in these asar yom. And therefore the Mefarshim say that every one of these days corresponds to one of the nisyonis that Avraham Avinu had. Each day corresponds to another one. Today, we just went through the fourth day. The fourth day corresponds to Rambam's Cheshbon, is the fourth Nisayon that Avraham Avinu had, is when he went to fight against the four kings who had overpowered the five kings. Avraham Avinu went on an impossible mission. The Pasuk says he took Vayorek Es Chanichov. He took 318 people with him against this massive power that had overpowered the five kings. How was Avraham Avinu? How did he? He went to free Lot. In fact, really what he went for was to be Marbe Koed Shamayim. He knew that Nimrod was one of those four kings who had captured Lot, who looked like Avraham Avinu, and that were Avraham not to go and save him, Nimrod would say, I've captured Avraham. And that would make a tremendous chilul Hashem, because Avraham had shattered the belief that Nimrod was a god when he went and he walked through the Kivshan HaEish and came out alive. And Nimrod had been tracking and trying to find a way to get back his empire. Here was his opportunity. So Avraham Avinu went, I mean, he's Moshe Nefesh, L'choyed Shamayim, for Kiddushim Shamayim. But he's suicidal. He's going on his own with Eliezer, and if he went with others, so he went with 318 people. Keneged a superpower that's just been victorious and singing the songs of victory. Avraham Avinu goes to fight against them. Does he have any chance? But Avraham Avinu, in that Nisoyan, showed us there's never any room for Yush. There's never any room for Yush. That was today's Nisoyan. Today's Nisoyan that we were Zoycha through, that Kodesh Baruch Hu coming close to us, is that there's never any Yush. There is never a moment. Avraham Avinu said, you've got an opportunity here to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Marbe Kavod Shamayim, to stand up for Kavod Hashem, to prevent the Chilul Hashem, but it's impossible. I've got no chance of winning. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there. You know what the gematria of Yush is? Yush is 317. Yud Aleph is 11, Vav is 6, 17, Shin, 317. You know how many people Avraham Avinu went with? 318, one more than Yush, because he went with the power of the Adon HaKol, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was successful. That was the Nisoyan of today. Then we come to these days, and we think to ourselves, nah, do we have any chance? Have we really got any chance? The amount of avarice that a person has, and in 10 days to get rid of them, on a Yom Kippur, really, to do tshuva, and in 10 days to do tshuva on all of them. How am I going to manage? It's impossible. So Rav Moshe Shmuel used to relate. He would relate himself. He would say over a Madrash and Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk, Lo Yodati Nafshi, I didn't know my soul, so Masni Makveis Ami Nodi. Chazal said, Moshe Lebas Melech, this is comparable to a princess. She was around gathering amongst the stalks that had fallen in the field. And the king was passing in his chariot and he recognized that was his daughter. He took hold of her. And he lifted her up and he sat her together in the chariot with him. And her friends then asked her. They were surprised and they said to her, tomorrow, yesterday, you were gathering the little kernels. And today you're sitting in the chariot next to the king. She said to them, you've got a pele, so I'm astounded myself. What's the answer? The answer is Poshut. She may not have realized it, but she was a princess. And therefore, when the king saw his daughter filthying herself in the mud, picking up the kernels that were on the floor, he picked her up and he put her into a garden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, to Klal Yisrael, with a B'nai Melachim. We're the B'nai Nedivim. The B'nai Nedivim Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, come, I'm going to take you. I have 10 days. I'm coming to you. I've seen you, you've been Bashibolim, you've been there in the mud and in the pots and in looking, and the Rebbe Shalom comes, and you know what? Everyone else will look at us and say, hey, how did you get there? And sometimes we'll surprise ourselves, how did we get there? But Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us and he cleanses us and he comes, and I'm right here with you. I'm sitting you in my chariot with you here. It's just, we've got to make now that Shaychus to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Henoch Alexander would say, the pasuk that we said in the after yesterday, Yazov Rosh Darkoi V'ish Olam Machshavosov V'Yoshev El Hashem Yirachamil. Translator, Rosh should leave his derech, Ishaven, and a person who's doing averus should leave machshavos of his thoughts. Yoshua El Hashem should come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used to say, Yazov Rosh Darkoi. He should Yazov Rosh should leave Zeh Shuhu Choshev Bedatoi Ki Rosh Darkoi. Ve'in Yochel Lashanos. Yazov Rosh should leave Darkoi. That way, why is the Rosh keep doing averus? Because he falls into Yush, and he thinks, you know what? I've been over once. I've been over twice. Forget it. The Rebbe is never going to look at me again. The Rebbe is never going to, and you know what? He's never going to forget what I did, and therefore I can't change. The Yitzhar is going to come, and the Yitzhar does that to us more in these days than any other days, because he knows the power of these days, and he says, "Come on, come on, seriously, you're going to be able to change. You're going to be able to be different. You're going to be able to do something. Come on, be realistic. You're a human being. We're habitual beings. We've got used to it. You can't change." Yazov Rosh HaDarkoi. The Rosh has to leave behind that derech thinking that he is Rosh HaDarkoi, that his way is Rosh. No. The Yoshev El Hashem, the Rebbe Nishan gives us tremendous siyata dishmaya when we come back to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us to come back to him. How? He comes down to the field. The Rebbe Nishan comes to us. Melech Basodeh, the king comes down to his field in his chariot, and he sees us, the Bas Modim, Klal Yisrael, down there, in the Melech Bashibarim, grabbing hold of useless things and things that are invaluable compared to what we can have. And he takes us and he puts us in the chariot with him. And we've got to stay there. We've got to try and stay there in that chariot with him. How does one do that? So Moshe Shmuel, we used to end off and say, you know, when a chicken has got itself filthied with a whole load of mud, it's finding it hard to get its wings to begin to fly. It's covered in mud. It has two options. It can put its beak round and start pecking away each little bit of mud. You know what? Till Mashiach comes, it won't be finished. And it ain't going to never fly if it tries doing it that way. So there's one way that it's going to fly. It's going to put in tremendous koyach and just flap its wings. And with the power of that, the mud will start to fall off and it will begin to fly. So that's what we have to do. You're right, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. We're going to start taking each Avera off now, one by one. We're going to say, oh, Rebbeinu Shalom, I've got that Avera, I'm going to do Tshuva on this one, Tshuva on that one. By the time we finish Yorai, Mashiach will have come, we won't be finished yet. So that's not the way. We've got to just free ourselves from them. We've got to fly away from them. Tshuva is that we're going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's different. We're different from before, we're a different person. We're not shy to those Averas anymore. What will be, we'll do tshuva on them. When we reach that madriga, we'll do tshuva on them. But at the moment, we just have to release ourselves. We've got to fly away from it. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has told us, he tells us in next week's parasha, Kenesha Yoir Kinoi Al Goizalov Yerachiv. Like an eagle awakens its nest, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu awaken Klal Yisrael. Al Goizalov Yerachiv, and it hovers above its fledglings. And Rashi explains there, because an eagle is such a powerful, immense being, that if it were to come and swoop down straight into its nest, it would shock its fledglings, its young, and it would kill them. So instead, what it does is it hovers, and with the edges of its wings, it hits the branches, and it creates wind around so that the young know that it's there, and they don't get shocked when they arrive. But Rashi brings another mashal. He says, this is the mashal for how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked after Klal Yisrael when he took us out of Mitzrayim. When he took us out of Mitzrayim and we were entrenched in averus. Let's not forget, when we were in Mitzrayim, we were just at the entrance of the 50th Shahr of Tumah, had the Rebbeinu Shalom not taken us out. What did the Rebbeinu Shalom do? He said, I took you out, Kenesha, I took you out like on the wings of an eagle. How? So Chazal tell us that there's a difference. He enveloped us with Anani HaKobod. And anything that the Mitzrayim tried to throw at us, and that was figuratively, they actually did throw at us missiles, and catapults of other things, but those are also the nisyonos that were coming our way, the reminders to us, hey, you've not left Mitzrayim yet, you think you're away from us, don't forget this Avera, don't forget that Avera, and they were throwing them at us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shielded us. He extracted us, and then he shielded us, he put Anani HaKavod around us. And that's the mashal. We think that, how can I get away from those Averas? Think back to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, you're not there anymore. And you know what? The Yitzhar and Mitzrayim still try to remind us. Hey, what about this Avera? What about that Avera? And they try to throw them at us. They try to missile them towards us. They try to catapult them over. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Anani HaKavod there and boomerang them all back. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after us. We extract ourselves from it. But the mashal of a nesher, Rashi says, how does a nesher work? A nesher is different to all other birds. A nesher is the highest flying bird, and it's a bird of prey. Therefore, all other birds are afraid. If they were to carry their young on top of themselves, the nesher may come and pluck their young away from them. So they carry their young in their feet, and they fly holding their young in their feet. What do? They swoop down, pick up their young in their feet, and fly off. And they say, better if the bird of prey is going to come and kill, let it kill me and not kill my child. The nesher isn't afraid of any other bird of prey coming above it, because it flies the highest. The only thing it's afraid of is the arrows of a human being. And therefore, says Rashi, the nesher does not carry its young in its feet, because it's afraid of the arrows. Where does it carry its young? On its back. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol took Klal Yisrael on his back. He shielded us from the missiles, from the arrows of the Mitzrayim, which came our way. Said Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rosh Yeshiva. So let's just think about the difference between the way other birds pick up their young and fly off with them, and the way that a nesher takes its young. Other birds come down, the young does nothing, and it gets lifted up and taken away. But it doesn't fly that high. A nesher doesn't lift up its young. They have to jump on its back. But once they've done that, they'll go higher, higher, and higher than anything else. That's the mashal for us, Klal Yisrael. We just have to jump on the back. Jump onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jump out of Mitzrayim. Jump out of those boundaries that we feel that we're in. Jump out of those parameters that we think that we're bound with inside them. No. As we daven, min ha-mitzar, korosiko, the Rebbein Shah, min ha-mitzar, how do I get out of it? I feel that my avirus have closed me in and I can't extract myself from it. No. Says the Rebbein Shah, I took you out of Mitzrayim. You made that move. Lechtech acharei b'amidbar b'eretz l'Israel. You made that first move. And then I took you higher than anything else. Within 50 days, you had the Torah. You were on a madriga way beyond anything that, and there was no way you could have been there. You were on, you were on 49th dag of Tumah, and you reached the 50th, up to the 50th dag of Kedusha, 49th dag of Kedusha, because the Rebbeinu Shem took us, but we made the first move. And the same thing has to happen here. You're right. How are we going to do it? Chuban, all those averas, we start a plaque at each one. We'll never get anywhere. We jump to the Rebbeinu Shem. I'm not that person anymore. I don't want to be a Rebbeinu Shem, I want to be close to you. And we've got these days to do it. Shabbos is a day, as we said last week, Shabbos is a day where, Baruch Hashem, we don't have the normal things that we have to do every single day. We're freed from the mundane tasks. We're freed from our, from every, we can't, no one can even call us. It's a day where we can just be, we can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a relaxed way. And every Tfilah on Shabbos, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Shabbos, we talk to him like we're talking to a friend. Ani L'doidi. The Rebbeinu Shem is right here. The Rebbeinu Shem is Bihimotza, he's Koroiv, he's right by us, we can actually talk to him. And our Shmona Esrei have to be talking to him and talking our heart. The Rebbeinu Shem, I want to do, I want to be closer to you. I want to be able to be close to you. How do I do it? The Pnei Menachem, Zichatan Levrach, the Ger Rebbe, used to say over a story from, that he had heard in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kalmus, was the Rav of Moscow during the communist times. The story took place before this Rabbi Yaakov Kalmus himself managed to go to leave to Eretz Yisrael and Tofresh Tzadi Gimel. And the story that he told over as we know, he was the Rav of Moscow in communist times. The communists left this one shul in Moscow, a functioning shul. Said it should be a window to the world of how they look after everyone. And as we know, they persecuted anyone who was trying to practice their religion in any other place and closed every shul down elsewhere. And even in Moscow, which was riddled with KGB agents following and pursuing and persecuting whoever they saw, so people didn't really come to shul. They were afraid to come to shul. And generally shul was full only of people who were already well retired and weren't too worried about being pulled in by the communists. And he related that one year on Yom Kippur, that was the only time in the year actually that the congregation swelled. There were a huge amount of people that came to daven. And he had a dilemma here what to do. because this was an opportunity that he would be able to speak before Ne'ilah in the early part of the day where people were forced to go to work. So you can imagine the size of the congregation was rather small. But as it began to grow and it got towards Ne'ilah time, he had the Anoshim, Noshim were tough, people of all ages, and he had an opportunity to speak to them. But he had a dilemma. On the one hand, this is a golden opportunity to be Marbe Kavod Shemayim, to be Mechazik Yidin. On the other hand, there's no question about it, there were undercover agents in probably in every row. And was he going to risk his life? Is he going to be Moser Nefesh for this? Is he? So he decided that he's going to say a nice story. I'll say a story which seemed to be something very contemporary, and that will suffice for his Ne'ilah Drasha. And he says, you know, before I became the Rav in Moscow, I lived in a little village. I was a Rav in a little village. One time, two people in the village came to me for a Din Torah. They came to me for a Din Torah about a chicken. This one said, the chicken's mine. The other one said, the chicken's mine. These were two neighbors who had neighboring farms. They lived in my village. And they've come with the one chicken that there's machlokes about, each one saying the chicken belongs to me. So he says, look, I knew to start handling in Choshe Mishpot and in Svaras in Halacha, it was a little beyond them. So I thought I'd try to come up with some other solution to this problem. So he said, I suggested to them what they should do is they should tie the legs of the chicken and take it and place it exactly on the border between their two fields, and then untie the legs of the chicken, and whichever pen, whichever coop it ends up running to, that's the one who it belongs to. It'll run home to where it came from. So he says, they're very pleased. That's what they did. They went, they tied the chicken's feet, they took it to exactly where it was, the border, right, placed it on the border, cut open the string that was tying it, and can you believe it? Yeah, Taka, it went back to the coop that it came from. He said the undercover agents didn't cut what he was saying, but everyone there in the congregation, their eyes were filled with tears. They knew what he meant. He said, as long as you were tied today, you were being watched, you would have lost your source of parnasa. You probably would have lost your lives, you would have been persecuted, you would be sent to the gulag. So everyone went in their own way. But as soon as you're finished work, as soon as that string has been untied, where did you all gravitate to? Where have you all found your way to? Raglai hochos lebeis hamedrash. Your feet have brought you here to shul for this holiest day of the year for Ne'ilah. Later on, when he said over this story, he said, "Ona b'koyach kedulas yemincha tatir tzurura." Rabbeinu Shlomo, if you would just be matir the tzurura, if you would just untie that which ties us in, the golus that we're in, the yitzhara that ties us, then you would see tatir tzurura kabel rina samcha. Then you would see you'd receive the rina of Klal Yisrael. You'd see that all we want is to be your avadim. All we want is to sing your praises. All we want is to be Osig in Torah and Yerushalayim and Tefillah. Of a manaseh. Ritzoneinu lasis ritzonecho mi ma'akev sa'ur sheva isa va'ol shibud malchus. We want to do your ratzon, but what's holding us back? Rabbeinu Shlomo, it's the Yetzirah that in our door is more powerful than any door. And we know, okay, it has to be that because we know that the Kedusha that you're infusing into the world is getting only greater because we're getting towards Mashiach. But Rabbeinu Shlomo, we need more siyata d'shmaya. We can't manage on our own. We can't do it on our own. But if you would only just untie us from that Yetzirah, from that Oel Shibud Malchus, you'd see, Kabarina Samcha, that's all we want to do. That's all a Yid wants to do. And that's how we have to, these few days in the lead up to Yom Kippur, to jump towards our Kadosh Baruch, just talk to him, tell him these words. Tatir Tzura, just release us. Release us from the shackles of our Yetzirah. Release us from the Oel Shibud Malchus. Allow us to have that freedom in our minds, in our hearts, in our returns, to be a little closer to you. And then, you'll see that's all we want to do. That's our Ratzon, that's who we are, that's who really we are. That way we're jumping onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're jumping onto the back of the Nesha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, He can take us out from here as well. B'siyata d'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koyach. We can use this Shabbos and these last few days, which we said are not called days of Tzayim, these are days of Tshuva, of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should have the siyata d'Shmaya, the Rebbe Shem should give us that koyach to talk to Him, the appreciation that we can to really connect in our hearts to Him, so that He can release from us our Yetzirah, release from us the Osh Shem of Malchias, that we should be zoicha all to a kapara shlema, a proper kapara gemura this coming Yom Kippur. We should all be nechtav and nechtam l'shona teva mesuka for a year of Yeshuas and Nechomis, Refuas, and geula beklalo beprat for every person and for Klal Yisrael b'mehirah v'yameinu.